cliffcentral.com. We're at the Gartner Symposium in Cape Town. I must say I arrived down this morning to some terrible Cape Town weather, but at least I'm now back behind the mic and happy. And my first guest today is Hamilton Ratsafola. Is that right?
Yeah, if I pronounce it good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, and you're the country manager of IBM.
Yep.
Right, no one knows who IBM is, do they, Hamilton?
Absolutely.
Tell us, who's IBM? I know it's International Business Machines, correct? That's
yes.
Pretty much about it. So what is IBM's involvement down here at the Gartner Symposium?
Well, we are a gold sponsor this year in Gartner Symposium. And the purpose is very simple, is that as we rebuild IBM brand in South Africa, we've decided to invest in the cloud business,
okay,
which is the fundamental underpinning building block for you to be able to do digital transformation. So we have put the cloud investment in South Africa, which allows clients to invest in the cloud, to be able to now enable their social, mobile, as well as analytics aspirations, but most importantly, to digital transform the organization. And so we feel that the cloud investment in South Africa will help most South African clients to be able to set a foundation to digital transform their enterprises.
Okay. Okay, now that, I love cloud. I've actually been to a couple of CIO presentations when, you know, they start talking about cloud and I get excited and everyone gets scared. You know, they look at the security aspects and that, and a lot of people are still trying to get their heads around this concept of cloud. You know, they keep looking up in the sky and going, well, I don't see it. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, if I have my stories mixed, is Watson your offering? Is Watson what you guys have been using from an artificial intelligence to explain cloud and help people use cloud?
Well, let's start with simplicity.
Okay. I never start with simplicity.
So, for example, your WhatsApp that you do every day and you just operate daily seamlessly, it's on IBM Cloud.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the first offering.
Cloud.
It's running on IBM 46 data centers around the world, where they deliver that service to customers around the world. Now, let's go to Watson. Watson is an IBM cognitive computing platform that is delivered also on the cloud.
Okay.
So all the intelligence and all the research that happens online, the learning of Watson is done on the cloud. So you don't have to install it anywhere. You just have to consume it from the cloud.
Okay, so at least I got my stories right, because I've been following Watson. I think Watson's fantastic. I mean, some of the case studies that have come out, you know, you say we have to simplify it, and we do, because there's still a lot of people that are concerned. You also mentioned at the beginning of the interview to rebuild the IBM brand.
Yeah.
It's not often that we hear a brand say that about themselves. So I do actually have to compliment you on that, because a lot of people say, no, well, nothing's wrong, we're just changing. But, I mean, you guys have got quite a lot of, I wouldn't say catching up, but you were here and then you weren't here and then all of a sudden you're back, but you're coming back with things like managing the entire WhatsApp infrastructure.
Yep.
And as I said, for anyone that is listening, just Google Watson. I mean, there's been some amazing projects that have come off, and I think in its own, it actually does help us explain cloud architecture.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
I think if you look at the history of Watson from Jeopardy game to where it's now, where we are able to solve cancer and diagnose and help doctors solve cancer treatment, and you see the evolution of the program, and it's going to various industries. If you go to financial services, it can augment financial advisors. If you go to telcos, it helps in the call center environment. If you go to very building industry, it's able to take the knowledge of all the builders, the engineering required in building, put it together and help builders build better buildings and help the new generation to be able to execute at a higher level. So it is it's really a program that industry by industry, it can augment your reality, augment your workers, bring knowledge to the fore, and make you perform better.
That's fantastic. Okay. The just one other thing that I wanted to pick up on is that, you know, IBM's always had its roots really firm in hardware, hence the name. When we start talking about cloud, people have this absolute thing that it's virtual, that it doesn't exist. You're still very much an infrastructure supplier, and I'm assuming that your big business model is to put data centers in that will help the businesses handle the data, or has that also changed now? Are you going to be looking to businesses to outsource their data into your servers?
Let me maybe correct you. IBM has not been a hardware vendor. It has been a technology company.
Sorry, okay. Technology
now,
company.
Now, 90% of our business today is non-hardware.
Okay.
So hardware constitutes about 10% of IBM business. Therefore, we've evolved our business into software, into analytics, into areas that are absolutely into services that are to help customers find the problem, define industries, change business model. So we are a consulting company. We as well as an implementation company. We've got an infrastructure company that makes things work. So it's a much more a combination of many, many diverse businesses together under the IBM umbrella. So the, for example, the biggest component of IBM expense is research. We still the leading researcher. We produce more patents in the world than any other company. 7,500 average a year. Sure. So the next best company that produces 4,000, which is Samsung. So from our side, we still believe as a technology company, we're still investing what matters, and you'll see more and more innovations from IBM in the future. That's in terms fantastic. Of changing lives and improving the planet we live in.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time. Thanks for popping past, and enjoy the rest of the symposium.
Good.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good. CliffCentral.com.